It is magic for me beginning again. It is magic for me beginning again. We all have the opportunity to start over again a jillion times. We can start over again every time we change our attitude, every time we change our thought, every time we change our consideration of what are the values that we have in life. Now, it's magic for me every time, beginning again, because I have left behind the old attitudes, the old thoughts, the old additions that were making me feel less than secure, less than fulfilled, less than happy. Now, this could be learning a game of tennis. I leave behind the old ideas that I am learning, that I'm becoming aware of tennis, that I don't really truly know what tennis is all about, or golf, or cards, or learning, or marriage, or raising children, or anything at all. It's beginning again. Every time I stop and say, okay, what I've done so far has not brought me the results that I wanted, so I'm going to put a new cause in motion. And my new cause in motion is that all is in divine order. Okay? That's kind of a nice statement. All is in divine order. But what happens when I say, all is in divine order? That means I stop doing everything that I was doing before. No matter how good it is, no matter how beneficial it is, no matter what it is, I stop doing it. Now, when I stop doing something, what does it mean I stop doing it? What does it mean that I stop doing what I was doing before? Well, it just means that. I stop and say, okay, I now put a new cause in motion. I now put a new idea in motion for myself. I now put a new thought in motion for myself. All right, I'm raising my children. And my children are okay, but they're not quite what I'd like them to be. My children have the genius within them. They have the love within them. They have the talent within them to do anything they want to do. But for some reason or other, they're bumping into a stumbling block. Now, I am that stumbling block because I am creating them. Now, what am I doing that is creating my children less than successful, less than happy, less than fulfilled in every way in life? What am I doing that's creating my children like that? That's a question I ask myself. That's a question I put to myself every moment of my life because my children are important to me. And I say, what is it that I can do to make my gift of my being the parent to my children? Well, if I am training dogs, I know the dog is a good breed. I know the dog can learn. I know the dog can be trained, not housebroken, but can be trained to be harmonious with society, harmonious with the community in which that dog is living. That's our household. Now, how do I go about training the dog to be to his highest and most fondest potential? Do I want to train the dog to be a show dog, that he can do all sorts of remarkable things? Do I want to train the dog to be a lover? Do I want to train the dog to be a good companion? Do I want to train the dog to like himself and like everybody in his world and be just an unconditional lover? Unconditional lover. Wow. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing for a dog to do? To be an unconditional lover. Now, how is that dog going to be an unconditional lover? How is that dog going to live its life as an unconditional lover? Well, I am the pack master. I am the head of the pack. And the pack follows me. And when I have good attitudes in my mind, the pack has good attitudes. When I believe we can do anything we set our hearts to do, we can, and the pack believes it. When I believe that I am a genius, the pack believes they're genius. When I believe I'm good, the pack believes they're good. When I believe that I'm unconditionally loving, the pack believes they're unconditionally loving. Now, are my children like the pack of dogs? Well, in a way of speaking, yes. My children use me as their example. My children look at me and they say, "Well, Dad, what shall we do?" "Oh, I don't know. I can't think of anything." "Oh, Dad, why are you saying that?" "Well, I'm tired. I've had a busy day, busy week. I want to take a break." "Okay, Dad." So, your child goes around with the idea that having a busy week can make you tired so that you don't want to participate in the fun things of life. Having a busy week means that you tell your children you're not interested in the games they're playing. Having a busy week, well, whoever wants a busy week? I want to have a job that gives me lots of free time. Well, and this is what they create for themselves. This is how they give of themselves. Now, if you're a father and you're confronted by your children, they say, "Come on, Dad, let's go play ball." And you are just dead tired. You say, "Okay, in a few minutes, come. Sit down, I want to tell you a story." "Oh, great." So, you tell them some lovely story. And you tell them some story that has values to it, that has morals to it, that has direction to it. And they're sitting there entranced because you're sincere in telling the story. And you're telling a story about a man who has three children, just like you. And that these three children are the ages of your children. And these three children are living with you and your mom in this very pleasant place, and you're just having a wonderful time. And just like you. And then you say, "But each one of these children has a special gift." "Ooh, what is that gift?" And then you describe the gift. The gift of wisdom, the gift of music, the gift of talent, the gift of anything, whatever it may be. And you describe this to the children. You describe it to all of them. So they all know that they have that gift and many more gifts. And many more to come. And you describe how the one child who has the gift of wanting everything to be orderly, wanting to do everything good. And as you describe that to the child says, "Wow, yes, that's fantastic." And it's a long story, but you describe it. And the other child is practicing music because he has a talent. And he sometimes gets bored practicing music. He'd rather do 100,000 other things. And you describe how that one child playing music, being a wonderful, talented musician, and going out with his friends, and sitting down at the piano with his friends, and then playing some beautiful pieces, not concert pieces, but some pieces that they love and they think are beautiful. And they say, "Wow, you're good. You're good." And that gives you a great deal of incentive to go on and be better. And so the story goes. And with all of your children, you bring out attributes, you bring out values, you bring out ways in which the children are being exquisite, fantastic children. It's magic because you're beginning again. You're not taking your tiredness and letting it be an excuse for not being a good parent. But you're taking the tiredness, if you will, and letting it be an opportunity to sit quietly and talk to your children for a few minutes. Well, now, your tiredness is gone. You're inspired. You're enthused. So you say to the kids, "Okay, now, what game are we playing?" And they tell you. And so you enter into that game. You're beginning again. Now, you've played that game all your life. You've been playing that game since you were a child. The game may be baseball, football, basketball. The game is checkers, chess, Monopoly, or whatever games you play. And now you're going to play that game with a little different attitude of mind. Now you're going to say to each of your children, "All right, now, I want you each to take whatever role you're going to play, whatever person you're going to play, and pretend that you are really that person and really that brilliant person doing the game so wonderfully themselves. Well, I am Mrs. Myrtle. I am Dr. Pepper. I am, and they rattle off the names of the characters in the Monopoly game. And you say, all right, now, what does Mrs. Myrtle do? What does Dr. Pepper do? And so each one describes what they feel that their character is. And sometimes you're surprised. But as they describe and go through the characters, it's a magic for me, beginning again, seeing how they think through these characters. Now, 2 years ago, we were playing this game, and we did the same thing. We said, how do those characters act? And as they were described at that time, the children were 2 years younger, and I was 2 years younger, and as we were listening, they were describing it quite differently, in quite modest terms, with no great imagination. Just imagine a simple way that a household might perform. But now, having grown 2 years and having new attitudes and new understanding, they tell a whole different story. And their beginning again is beginning again from a whole different point of view. Working with myself and working with my family and working with anybody, it's magic for me to begin again. Because I leave the past behind and I look at the world as I see it now. And as I see it now, it is wonderful and very good and beautiful. It's a world of magic and delight. And it's a world that I live in. This is something wonderful for all of us. This is something grand for all of us. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is what we are thinking. This is how our attitudes bring all opportunities to us. To us to work with our family, to work with our world, to work with anything at all. We have a whole new attitude about it. And life is fun. It is magic for me, beginning again, and I think you know why. And it's the same way for you, too. Have a lovely day. And know that with all of my heart, I see you finding the magic of beginning again and making the most use of it in every beautiful way. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I love you eternally. And so it is.